My name is Mohani Gamalil, and I would like to welcome you to The Bold Speak. And on this episode, I would just like to share my thoughts on a number of things, and it's just to cheer up your spirits. And you know, I've been wondering about certain kind of things or certain kind of privileges that we have that we always take for advantage. And I wouldn't really say privileges, but gifts that we have that we take for granted. You know, for example, sitting down and listening to the rain as it rains down softly or heavily, and feeling that smell from the soil, you know, when the rain hits heated soil and then it has this smell. I know if you haven't been to the countryside, maybe you haven't had that experience, but what I'm just trying to say is, you know, at this time, COVID-19 period, where everybody's at home, we tend to think that we are locked down and we can't have experiences, we can't have the kind of connection with nature and with people that we always have when we're in normal period. But can you imagine that this is the perfect time for you to connect with nature, to connect with yourself, to connect with other people, to rejuvenate yourself and to restart those projects and ideas that you had let go. You know, I've been really doing a lot, and I realized that during this period I had that chance to look upon what I've been doing and in a way re-strategize and become more realistic. You know, it's like you're given a time to go for holiday, but now this time you will have to make sure that you do whatever you have to do, because you have to stay there until you're done. So I just like you to use this period gracefully and don't get tired that the time is over. If you can move around, you can try interact with nature. If you have pets, you can try spend some time playing with your pets, or even go to YouTube and watch some calm, good, sweet music, you know, like the way soul makes you feel, or for me, Afropop, the way it makes me feel. So there's so many ways, so many things that you can do to make sure that you stay up. For those who believe in God, you have to make sure that this is a perfect time for you to pray and to reconnect with your spiritual, with your spiritual goals, because many a times we are busy in our lives that we don't find time to do the things, especially on spiritual nourishment, because of the here and there that we go about every day. But this is a perfect time for you to reconnect with yourself. And you know, every day in the morning when I wake up, and I always do some little walks from home, and there's this bird that sings on my way to the office just around home. And you know, it's something that makes me feel nostalgic, because you know, it's not always that every day, especially when you're in the city or when you're in an uptown setting, you hear birds singing such kind of beautiful voices. You know, such kind of small things sometimes we take for advantage, but you know, it helps you become you. It helps. It's therapeutic, because it's like it refreshes you. It makes you new again. So I just like to remind you that the year is not over yet. And it doesn't matter how long this thing is going to take. At the end of it, we'll still live lives. So stay safe. Follow all the instructions you're being told to follow. Wash your hands. Sanitize. Keep that distance, quarantine. If you show symptoms, make sure that you test. And for those who have free testing centers, please go out and test yourself. You never know whose life you'll be saving. So that at the end of this, you'll still be alive to enjoy the life that will be there. I know I just wanted to share my random thoughts, and I hope maybe you've picked one or two things from it. Thank you so much for all those people who listen to me every 2 weeks, every week. I am really glad for my friends, especially from New York. I really want to say thank you. To my brother Jonas and the rest, I really want to say thank you. To my folks listening in the US and to my Kenyan family too, I would really like to ask you to stay vigilant and follow the instructions that government is giving us. To our friends in Congo, in Rwanda, in South Africa, in Peru, in Sweden, in Norway. If I haven't mentioned your country, please let me know. Next time I'll give you a shout out. And if you'd like me to speak about anything, just hit me up in my social media platforms. And of course, I'm going to make sure I consider what you'd like me to handle. You know, you never know whose life you'll be saving or whose spirits you'll be raising. So until next time, I'm Hani Gamaliel. Stay woke.